sometimes we get into a rut and it just kind of work through the motion. You change up a routine, it causes you to focus a little bit better, maybe makes things more exciting. Maybe you need to change up your exercise and how that can work out. Here to help us with a little bit of that is a fitness and wellness guru, personal fitness trainer, Heidi Powell. Good morning, Heidi. Thanks for joining us. How are you today? Good morning, Heidi. Good morning, Heidi. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Bruce?
Oh, we're doing great. Craig and I are ready to get well or get better or get fit, however you want to put it. Before we get to sort of some...
All of it.
Yeah. What brought you into that realm? What made you sort of become a fitness person who wanted to promote that or even take care of yourself in that way? Was there a moment where you kind of thought, this is the lifestyle I wanted?
Well, you know, I was actually raised in a fit family, so fitness has always been a part of my life, but it was more fitness-based and lifting and looking good. And over time, I was a trainer early on, ended up meeting my husband Chris 11 years ago, and together we started a show together where we help people lose 200 pounds, a couple hundred pounds over the course of a year. So we were still pretty much kind of looks-based. I will say, too, I dealt with, because of the fitness and the look, the appearance being such an important factor in my mind, I did deal with over a decade-long eating disorder that kind of wreaked havoc on my body. And kind of it's funny because I was so focused on weight loss and being small and being accepted and being loved that I was so far away from what actual wellness and health was. So for me, that realization and getting past that and realizing that just because I look good does not mean I feel good. And that goes for everybody, the people that we work with, too. Just because they get to their goal, they might lose 200 pounds over a year. Just because they look like they thought they always wanted to look does not mean that they feel like they thought they would feel when they actually hit that goal. And understanding that wellness first and weight loss second is really the important way to look at it. That has completely shifted my mind, and it shifted the people that we worked with as well. Like it's just so important. If we're not, there's no use striving to look good if at the end of the day we're not going to feel good too. And that it's an inside out approach.
And what
it
do you
starts with what we put in our body?
And I guess so. How do you define wellness? What is this? How is that measurable? What is the key for that?
You know, wellness to me, as opposed to fitness, when I think of fitness, and I think when most people think of fitness, we're thinking muscles, we're thinking of running, we're thinking of all those, and really looks. When we think of wellness, wellness is very holistic. Wellness includes, you know, the supplementation. It includes the exercise. It includes the nutrition. It includes the mind, the body, and the spirit. Wellness is the full gamut, and it's really important that we actually look at everything when we're striving for a goal.
How does a fitness, and I guess, is there a new trend in that to have some sort of, you have a fitness trainer, how about for the mind, body, soul, that sort of thing? What recommendations do you have to sort of work in those three areas, at the same time?
Yeah, it's funny because by trade, my husband and I are trainers. Like, we are certified trainers. But what we actually do is we coach people. We, as we always say, transformation specialists, what we do on our show. We're life coaches first, and we're friends first. We love unconditionally, and understanding that, like, when you approach any kind of a goal, it's important that you know, if you don't have your mind right and you don't have your heart right, you might reach the goal, but your chances of actually keeping the goal, you know, maintaining that goal, keeping the weight off, is slim to none. If you're not attacking and becoming aware of the mind and the spirit aspect of it as well. It's not just body related. So anytime, I mean, you have to have a why. You have to understand why you're actually achieving a goal. You have to have a plan, and you have to know that if the plan is not sustainable, your goal is not attainable. It is really, really, really important. My husband and I say there's a difference between the weight loss game and the transformation game. Weight loss game is temporary, and the transformation game is something where we're focusing on more than just the plan and more than just the weight loss. We're focusing on more than calories in, calories out, and we're actually focusing on keeping promises to ourselves, being the best person that we actually can be. And that's when weight loss becomes permanent, when we're focusing on transformation first.
You mentioned supplements. How do you know where to start?
I know there's so much confusion with supplements these days. It's almost as confusing as, you know, looking at all the different diet plans out there and all the different ways to exercise and not knowing where to start. And sometimes I actually think it's more confusing with supplements because you go into a health food store, you know you need to take things, and there's hundreds of different options from different brands to different, you know, vitamin A, B, C, it's everything. There's everything, and you don't know what's right for you. Now, that's why I absolutely love what GNC is doing. Their GNC for you supplement packs, their daily supplement packs, are amazing. They're completely customized to you. They're personalized. Their scientists figure out exactly what you need based on a free lifestyle quiz that you take. It's 20 questions, takes 3 minutes. And they care about you. They want to hear you. They want to understand you. They take that data. They figure out what's best for you. They complete the packets, ship them to your doorstep every single month, so you don't have to worry about that. It erases the confusion. And then I think the best part about it is they understand that we also, as consumers, we want to be educated. We want to understand what we're putting in our bodies, and they educate you along the way. They teach you what it is that you're putting in your body. The packets come with these cards that lay everything out for you. And I know for me, I want to understand. I want to know if I'm not feeling good after I'm taking something, or I'm feeling good after I take something. I want to know what is in it, what's doing that, so that I can better live my life and reach all of my wellness goals.
What type of things will you be taking, and how much has sort of technology worked its way into supplements or vitamins or items that we're taking to reach us and do the best that it can?
Well, I think one of the coolest, speaking of technology, one of the coolest things that GNC has available with this GNC for You program is they have the ability for you to load your DNA test results. So you can either take one of their tests, or you can take results that you have from a previous test that you took. You can load it in. They'll analyze your DNA test results, and they'll actually further customize your supplement pack to you, because everybody, every person, all of our goals, all of our needs are completely different and unique, and they know that. And they'll even go down to the DNA level to make sure that you're getting exactly what it is that you need.
We're talking this morning with Heidi Powell, fitness expert, all about things that are taking place in the fitness world as well. And GNC has this GNC4U.com, where you can find out and get sort of a personalized look at that. How much water have you drunk? Have you had so far today? And how do you pace out how much you drink? Isn't that a key? If I'm drinking a lot of water, I must be going in the right direction, right?
You actually are. I've only had about 32 ounces. But I'll get there. I'll get to my goal. How much have you had today, Bruce?
I think this is probably only about 8 ounces so far.
You know what, though? Baby steps. Do you drink a lot of water normally?
I usually do, yes. I try to.
Okay, so you're on a good path already. But, hey, we tell people if you're not used to drinking water, just commit to drinking an extra glass of water a day for starters. Make that a lifestyle. Follow through with your commitment, feel like a champ, and then slowly add on, because it's about lifestyle layers. It has to be convenient and easy for you, or you're just not going to do it.
So you sort of, you didn't get into, as they say, you didn't get into this situation overnight. You can't really get out of it overnight either, right? You have to kind of slow your way through it, but yet maintain it, I guess.
You hit the nail on the head. It's like I always relate that to pregnancy, because I've had 4 babies. And so it's like, hey, I didn't grow that baby overnight. My stomach didn't expand as far as it did overnight. It took me 9 months to get there. I got to expect it's going to take at least 9 months to get back. And say most people that we work with, it took them the entirety of their life to gain the weight. And it's little by little. We don't even realize it. It's just so slow and gradual. And we need to understand, we have to be super patient when we actually are getting that weight off. We need to understand, we need to love our body through it and know that in the end, with consistency, we will get there.
So with your children, do you see different personalities on how they approach fitness within them? Do they, some like it better than others and have different things that they enjoy?
Oh yeah, of course. But I think one of the most important keys there is fitness should be fun. If it's not fun, you're not doing it right. If you think fitness is getting on a treadmill and running and you hate running, you know what? Go outside, go boxing, go dance, go do something that's exciting and fun, or you're just not going to maintain it for the rest of your life.
Well, we appreciate you sharing some time with us this morning. Again, GNC4, that's the number 4, the letter U.com. I guess
correct.
People can go there to get more information and take that personalized quiz to get them on the right track. Heidi, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks.